Years ago, when we even started the thing, there was a plan afoot to restore the Jayhawk and get everything going. And unfortunately, that has not panned out. And over the years, we were told, you know, we want you to move here. We want you to come and do the whole thing downtown. And it just hasn't really happened. And now they have a new board getting things they need to get done to get the place put back together. So we're going to preview it this year. We're going to do it for the opening night of the Silent Film Festival. And we'll have an evening of shorts and a feature film right there in the Jayhawk Theater. And we'll have some treats, etc. That's the only thing, though, that we have to charge admission for, because they can only have 120 people in there. But the big feature is called It. It stars Clara Bow.
The It Girl.
The It Girl, yes. And it's a very, very fun feature film. We have run it before. It's one of those audience favorites that we get a lot of requests to bring it back. So we're bringing it back at the Jayhawk.
And this would be a fundraising opportunity also for the Jayhawk Theater?
Yes. So. We're going to split the funds with the Jayhawk and pay our costs to a degree and give them everything we can beyond it.
I noted in the schedule that you will be screening Battleship Potemkin, one of the great classics of world cinema.
Absolutely.
How did you make that decision to bring that one in?
That was actually in the first year of the Silent Film Festival, we ran that film. And we thought, this is the time. We've had a lot of requests to bring it back. Let's do it. Let's run Battleship Potemkin again. It is a classic. It is one of those films that teaches you film editing as you watch it. Mm-hmm. You were absolutely right. You told me at one time that an entire crew of students should go see that film. Yes, it's essential. It's kind of essential viewing. And what burns me about that film is how many things have been stolen from it over the years, like the untouchable sequence in the subway station is straight out of Potemkin. The entire sequence is edited exactly like it was back then, and people took it as if that was a new thing and, you know, something somebody came up with right at the moment. No, that's about 60 years old, buddy.
Do you have any comedies this time around?
Let me tell you, the most unusual comedy we have is The Coens and the Kellys. It's on Saturday afternoon. This is a film made in 1926. It is, of course, about an ethnic pair of families, a Jewish family and an Irish family, battling during the mid-20s. And it's a very, very funny film. It's a very heartfelt film. It's got, you know, real good family, kind of good family values in it and everything. But it's also so rare. And the fascinating thing is, it's so rare that the film company that made it, Universal Pictures, has asked the guy who is renting us the film to send his copy to them so they can use a new master and make a new DVD for that, because it's basically so far gone. It's, you know, it's one of those films that's so lost, you can't hardly find it anymore. It inspired 6 sequels, 2 silents, and 4 sound films.
Huh.
So it was a really popular series at the time. It stars a guy by the name of Charlie Murray, who you would not recognize until you see him, and he's one of, like, the original Keystone Cops.
Do we have any films with our native Kansas silent film stars?
Yes. We have Buster Keaton.
Awesome.
In Cops in the Evening, and that is probably his essential short film. Like Potemkin, I'll relate it back, like Potemkin, it's truly one of those films that you watch and you go, every shot is perfect. Everything is so well constructed. This is like the best short comedy ever made. It is. It's absolutely terrific.
And I remember seeing that you're wrapping up the festival with Beaujeste, right?
Beaujeste, yes. One of my absolute favorite silent films, because it starts in deep mystery and then it builds from that and goes to all these kind of flashbacks that tell you the story.
Somebody who goes to White Concert Hall to see some of this, they're having the real experience. There's music, and there are the intertitles.
And the I guess the main thing that I would say is you almost watch the musicians as much as you watch the movie.
It has to feel kind of timeless, to realize I'm sitting here, I'm doing a thing that someone might have done exactly the way they might have done it in 1924.
Yep. My grandparents might have seen this. My great-grandparents might have seen this. You know, they may be watching the same movie I watched with almost the same accompaniment.
And the same experience.
And the same experience, yes.